You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
High noon in the District of Columbia. We are excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude's got the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And talk to our friend Daryl Ryder from Cleveland. Daryl, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dude, obviously, it's probably not a huge surprise why we wanted to chat this week. I think Myles Garrett is the biggest name on the NFL trading block. I'm curious if you can get us up to speed.
That we assume is on the trading block.
Right. Well, I mean, he wants out. Doesn't necessarily mean Cleveland wants him out. Get us up to speed on all things Garrett and kind of where it's headed.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's actually not on the trading block, at least from the Browns' perspective. Now, Myles wants to put himself on the trading block, but, the organization, Executive Vice President of Football Ops and GM Andrew Berry has been very adamant in telling people that he has no intention of trading up Myles Garrett. Now, I'm old enough to remember when Pat Riley released a statement saying he wasn't trading Jimmy Butler a month ago. So, and we all know how that movie ended. So, yeah. From a factual standpoint, yes, Myles Garrett wants out. He is telling anyone, everyone that is willing to listen that he wants out and why he wants out. And, the Browns are basically saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to move forward with Myles Garrett as a member of the Cleveland Browns. So we'll have to see how things shake out. I'm sure Andrew Berry is getting phone calls as we speak. It's really hard to handicap now if he'll actually get moved.
Will that come down to what is offered? Because I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm not doing it. Oh, yeah, that price, I'll do it.
Well, I don't know. The Browns are in a tough salary cap situation right now, too. They're going to have to do some contract restructures before the new league year commences in March. Garrett has some bonus money that's due him in March as well, which could inflate his actual cap number should the Browns trade him. It would take him from the mid-30s million, possibly over $40 million as far as a cap hit. So, as they say, deadlines spur action, and if they're going to move Garrett from a cap standpoint, they need to do it before the new league year. I just don't know that the Browns have room to absorb yet another $35 million in dead cap, considering they're going to have to restructure Deshaun Watson for what is going to feel like the 200th time since doing that albatross of a contract, because they're going to need to create another $30+ million by doing that in cap space so that they can get close to being under the cap come the new league year. And oh yeah, by the way, the Browns have a ton of needs this offseason. They need cap space. They need, cash isn't a problem. The Haslam Sports Group, they'll write any check if they believe it's going to help them win. But also, there's the reality of this was a $300 million football team last year that won a whopping three games.
Seriously. Wow. With the Garrett situation, How much, if at all, do you think it's bluster? He just wants a new contract. He's going, this is the first year of this deal without guaranteed money on it, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not bluster. Okay. Yes, Garrett does want money, of course. He at $25 million a year, and I know this is insane to talk about $25 million a year and you're underpaid, but
he's making 10 less than Bosa.
Right, but considering the resume that he has and the marketplace, yeah, he is underpaid for what he's accomplished at 29 years old. He's the youngest player in NFL history to accumulate 100 sacks. He's the only player in NFL history with 14 or more sacks in four consecutive seasons. You know, he is a game record type of player. He is already headed to Canton, Ohio. In my view, I think he could retire today and be a Hall of Famer. His resume is just that strong. All that being said, though, he wants to win. He's been here 8 years. The Browns have had six losing seasons in those 8 years. They've gone through a multitude of head coaches. Don't get me started on the quarterback situation. And so he's looking at the situation, and the Browns can say, hey, we're close all they want until they're blue in the face. The bottom line is they're not close. I watched the NFL playoffs. Okay, you can't win three games in a season coming off an 11-6 playoff season and sit there and tell me you're close to competing or that you're a quarterback away, because the quarterback that was a problem got hurt and did not play the bulk of the season. And to be perfectly candid about it, not much improved with the football team. So yes, quarterback's a problem for the Cleveland Browns, and they absolutely have to address it. We've said that since 1999, but wow. The reality is there are other things that need to be addressed as well. And Myles Garrett, who, by the way, is in the locker room, he knows a lot more than me and you know, other people that aren't in the building. He knows exactly where they're at, and whatever plan Andrew Berry told him in the exit meetings and any further conversations they have had since his exit interviews, it clearly did not wow him and did not dissuade him from making this trade request.
But based on the situation they're in, wouldn't it probably be better for them to move him?
Well, again, you're right. It probably would from a team building standpoint. But again, they have this little thing called the salary cap and dead cap that the Browns are having to deal with right now. And so it's easy for me to say, oh, yeah, they should move him. And I have said that. Like, I'm a believer, if you don't want to be somewhere, young in life, I had a mentor of mine tell me, you know what, a life lesson for you, if you're not happy, get happy. And, you know, so if he doesn't want to be in Cleveland anymore and play for the Browns, and by the way, this isn't a Cleveland thing. This is a Browns thing. Mm-hmm. This is a Browns annual incompetence thing that he's tired of dealing with. Yeah. You know, this isn't he hates living in Cleveland, Ohio. He's a minority owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Wow.
You know, he's really ingrained in this community. That tells you, that's the other thing, that should tell you how bad it is with the Browns right now that he's doing this. Wow. That he has reached this point where he's like, yeah, I'm done. Like, I've had enough of this, you know, whatever's going on here. And I want to go somewhere where I have a chance to win Super Bowls. That's not going to be here in Cleveland. And if you're a Browns fan, and I have said this locally, and fans have been angry with me over it, but it's just the harsh truth. He's telling you the state of your favorite team.
Yeah.
Y'all stink. That's what he's telling you. There's no hope here. And he's not going to sit around and wait for hope to come again. He sees his, you know, playing career mortality in front of him. And he wants to go somewhere where he wants to win. But again, you know, it's easy to sit here and say, okay, the Browns should get two first round picks plus more. And they should move Garrett so they can move on, and they haven't won with him anyway, and they've got that'll give them the opportunity to go from an older team in the league, an expensive team in the league, to a younger, more cheaper, retooling type of program. And but, you know, he's got a $35 million dead cap hit. Denzel Ward's like, it's a Super Bowl, and he kind of backed off of it, but I know what he meant. Like, he's like, okay, Miles ain't going to be here. Maybe I don't want to be here. Sorry, Denzel, you're not going anywhere. You're a $40 million dead cap hit if they trade you, so you aren't going anywhere, pal.
So they got 75 with two people right there? Nah, they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, so you know, again, it's easy for us to have these conversations, but there is the practicality from a business standpoint, and I think that that's why you know, Miles, in one of the 200 interviews he did down in New Orleans on Radio Row there, he said, like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to facilitate a trade. So does that mean he's going to restructure his contract so that the Browns can lessen the dead cap hit if they do trade him, right? So that when he does get traded, he then can agree to a market value contract? You know, that I don't know. He seemed to maybe indicate that that could be something he's open to. But, yeah, it's easy to say the Browns are going to trade Myles Garrett, or they should trade Myles Garrett, but – you know, this isn't Major League Baseball where, you know, you're the Dodgers and you can just defer salaries to 20 years down the road, right? They're going to be paying the 2025 LA Dodgers in 2052. But, you know, they do have to deal with those dead cap figures right now. And, you know, because they enter the new league year right now over the cap and they got to get under it, I think trading him is a little more complex than we want to make it out to be.
Probably.
Yeah, it sounds like it. We're talking with Daryl Ryder from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. You can give him a follow at Ryder Wrong Fan, R-U-I-T-E-R, Wrong, W-R-O-N-G, Fan. What do you put the percentage chance of Garrett actually getting moved at?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I think 60%, because again, Andrew Berry, to his credit, you guys remember the Odell Beckham situation here in Cleveland a couple of years ago, where Daddy put the Instagram reel out there, right? My kid's open. Baker Mayfield won't throw him the football, and it ultimately led to Odell being asked to not be around the team for a few weeks, and then Berry reached an agreement to buy him out so he could go to the Los Angeles Rams, and he ultimately ended up winning a Super Bowl ring that season. Berry has a reputation of being a player's GM, doing right by players, And so the reason I give it 60% is because I think that even though Barry's telling people, no, he's not on the market, we're not trading him, that could be the old wink, wink, just come with your best offer and we'll think about it. Barry is a guy that does try to do right by players who are unhappy with being with the organization. Although a couple years ago, Kareem Hunt asked for a trade, and Andrew Berry's like, yeah, we're paying you like $3 million a year. There's no way we're trading you because we're getting great bang for our buck. Mm-hmm. But overall, Berry is a very player-friendly general manager. So I do think, in spite of what's being said publicly and privately, I do think there's a 60% chance they do move Miles.
I also think Miles, he's done right by them. You know what I mean? He's did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there was the Mason Rudolph incident a couple of years ago that saw him suspended for the remainder of the season. He had a car accident here, and then it came out that, you know, he had a problem going under 100 miles an hour on freeways and things like that. But you're right. He has overall represented the Browns very well off the field. On the field, I would call a generational talent. I don't think that the Browns have ever drafted a defender as impactful as him. Now, that's not to say like in the long, I wasn't around in the 40s and 50s and early 60s there where the Browns were the New York Yankees of football. But I don't think that they've ever had a player like him in their entire franchise history, which is saying something. He's just reached a point where he's had enough here in Cleveland and he wants to go somewhere where he can win. But you know what? Don't we all in life, right?
Hell yeah.
I couldn't care less about the Rudolph thing. Like, not for a quarter of a second. Specifically, if they were to make a deal, I'm guessing it's not gonna be in the division. They'd probably want him out of the conference, right? How realistic, how logical do you think Washington would be as a landing spot?
Well, I'm kind of a spiteful person, so like I don't really. If I'm like Andrew Berry, I don't care where he wants to go. Like, okay, great, you want to go to a contender? I'm sending you to football Siberia in the NFC, wherever that is. Now, good for you guys there in Washington. You're no longer football Siberia. You've got Daniels down there who just had just an amazing rookie season. You're still 30 points away from the Super Bowl. Sorry, that from his standpoint. Washington, Detroit, those two make the most sense. But from the Browns standpoint, I don't know. I think trading him to a mid-range team would make more sense because the reality is, yes, okay, two first-round picks, but those two first-round picks are going to be in the mid to late 20s and – from, let's say, Washington standpoint, right? You guys are hoping it's the 32nd pick in the draft at some point, right?
Hell yeah.
So, from the Browns standpoint, the value of that first-round pick is not as strong if you send him to a quote-unquote Super Bowl contender. So, I don't know, maybe it needs to be three first-round picks just because the value of those aren't going to be that high as if you were to send him to a rebuilding team or a team that's in the middle of the pack where you're getting a pick that may be in the 10 to 18 range. So, from Barry's standpoint, those are the teams he should be looking at. But, where the Commanders are right now, of course, I mean, it'd be silly for them not to be burning up Andrew Barry's phone trying to make a deal. Same thing with the Detroit Lions right now. I don't see the Browns sending him to a team like Buffalo, as you mentioned. Zero chance they keep him in the division, even sending him to the AFC West. I think that whatever trade that's going to happen with Miles, I think he does get sent to an NFC team.
Okay, that makes sense. Last thing, Daryl Ryder joining us from The Fan in Cleveland. You can follow him at Ryder Wrong Fan. Who the hell is going to play quarterback for Cleveland next year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you throw a?
I got a couple throws left in this arm.
Yard out.
I got a couple throws left. if they pair a quarterback like that, I'll go. Well, I volunteer.
They have a history of paying really bad quarterbacks a lot of money over the years. So,
I never get paid. You know,
the latest thing that's been tossed out there is if Sam Darnold becomes available, but, you know, Cleveland can potentially be interested. The name that I keep hearing is Kirk Cousins. You know, obviously there's a lot of chatter that the Falcons want to move on from him. Obviously, there's some things that the Falcons have to do to make that happen, similar to the Russell Wilson situation we saw Denver do. But what the Browns want is they want a couple of veterans that will be able to come in here and help them win games. Obviously, that's important. But I think right now, because of the Watson contract and what's left on it, they need someone that's going to come in cheap, right? So if the Falcons are paying Kirk Cousins, yeah, they could get him to come to Cleveland for the veteran minimum or $2 or $3 million with some incentives and things like that. That totally would be doable for the Browns. And then ideally they'd like to have a rookie quarterback as well. I don't think it's going to be with the number two pick, but because these quarterbacks, in my view, there's no Jaden Daniels in this draft. There just isn't. So I'm just enjoying right now. People are twisting themselves into pretzels, convincing themselves Cam Ward 1, Shedeur Sanders 2, when those two players in last year's draft are probably third, fourth, or fifth round draft picks. Wow. And here we're talking about those guys being the first and second pick in the draft. I don't get it, but it is what it is. But yeah, the Browns definitely veteran quarterback, doesn't cost a lot of money, plus a rookie. And, you know, as far as who those names are, I wish I could tell you, but we just have to sit and wait for the new league year to get here, and we can all be surprised together.
It's going to be wild. Darnold's not going to be cheap, though, dude. Darnold's still going to command $40
like, mil. At least 50.
Jones
got 45. He's going to get 50 or more.
I mean, cash is not a problem for the Browns. Never has been. It's
just common
sense. Maneuvering the salary cap. That's what they got to work with.
Hey, Daryl, thanks for your time, man. We appreciate it, dude.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
all right, Daryl Ryder pouring a little bit of cold water on the idea of a Myles Garrett.
But it does make sense what he's talking about.
Yeah. The numbers are the numbers. Yeah. You can throw hypotheticals all you want, but the cap does matter. So let's go from Garrett to Debo. We're going to San Fran next.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.